Paul, just a matter of wanting to give Dimitri a little bit more time before he's ready to go.
He was cleared for full contact yesterday, got through the practice, but that's a straight 7 days without being on the ice at any high level. And we've got healthy guys there now that have played well, so I fully expect him to be in the lineup versus Colorado.
What did you think of that third pairing the other night against Tampa?
They were really good, real simple. There was some physicality. Ben's game that we liked an awful lot, but they moved the puck quick and they skated well.
Quietly, your penalty kills moved into the top 10 in the NHL. What do you think have been the keys to the improvement?
You can get it from bad to good, I think, on positioning, but to get from good into that top third, some anticipation has to come into it. That is some experience for our younger guys, and Armia and Kopp and Lowry now have some minutes on them. They get it. We've done a better job for our goaltender defining where we expect the shots to come from, and in the end, the goalies have been good in the net.
Adam Lowry mentioned that you sort of changed the structure last year at the end. Do you think that helped get you going?
We're built in a way that we can be more successful with what we're running now. So we changed it with 13 games left in the season and went from at about 74% to about 83% in terms of zone entry denials and full clean possession denials. So we're in a better position to hold the line or cause enough confusion that our blue line that allow us to get more aggressive in our zone. That was the last place for us to go, was how could we become a more aggressive team? We were a little passive at the start of the year, but you had to get the structure, the base structure down, and now we're starting to see some aggressiveness come in.
Last one for me. What have you noticed from Jack Roslovic since that bump? And I mean, for a guy who was getting so many offensive chances, what do you think it meant for him to get that first?
Really important for him to get it. He's had some good chances there, and we have confidence that those will come. For a young player, the question is, can I put you on the ice regularly? It is a challenge. Whether it was Kyle or Patty or Nikki or any of those guys, when they've come up, we've put them with A players, which means you're playing against A players. We've liked his, for the most part, his puck control on the wall in our ends, but especially in the offensive zone. Blake's line went about five games where it got very little offensive zone time off kind of the forecheck or off containment of pucks and then making plays off cycles. So he's strong enough. He gets in, he gets on the puck, and he's strong enough, and he's got the hands and vision to make plays. But skating and to get to that, you go back to the 2-1 goal that we scored on the power play start of the third period against Minnesota. He gets off the line on a face-off loss, causes a loose puck, gets in, gets on it, we end up scoring a goal. That's what we see as his best asset so far.
Paul, a few years ago it seemed like there was a real shift towards big heavy hockey, and now it seems it's all about speed. In your view, what changed and what can speed do in terms of leading to success?
Well, yeah, speed was a real advantage. I still think it goes back to 06. They changed the rules on obstruction through the neutral zone, and it started to obstruction in general as well. So then you could have a Nick Ehlers come into the league and play. Right? You didn't have to wait for him to put on 10, 15 pounds. It's not a grinding game. It's a speed game. So you had the time where there was a real advantage to be had by being a fast team. In Chicago, you saw that. Pittsburgh, you saw that. And now it's more of a standard. If you don't have speed, it's quite noticeable. So we'd all like them to be as big as Blake because he can play a physical game as well and skate like that. But now it's mandatory in the game. If you can skate at a really high level, you can play much younger now because it's not the grind in the corners, and the rules have been enforced so that it's no longer the way the game is played. Speed is priority one, right? You've got to be able to skate. If you can't skate, then you have to be very smart. So there are players that aren't fast but can play quick because they have the capacity to read and anticipate. But it has changed the way the game, and for me, it's absolutely for the better.
And then part two of that is how much do you think speed is a factor in Vegas' success? And are they one of the quicker teams you've seen this year?
So a fair amount of speed. One of the best executing teams in the league, the way they move the puck from one end to the other, on the tape all the time. And then fantastic decision-making. So that guy, that may be they have the physical speed. But they play a quick game because they make very good reads all the time. If there's a play to be made, they can be really creative. They've got lots of skill, but they rarely get stuck into making bad decisions. So if there's no play to be made, it just goes in deep. They make the simplest, fastest play, and they get in the forecheck and they skate. So what they do is they play quick because they make the simplest, fast decision, and their decision-making rate, would be as good as there is in the league. They don't try to manufacture something that's not there, but they absolutely manufacture something if you have room.
And then last one for me, but as a coach, can you design a system that can be successful regardless of the pieces that you're putting into that system? That is to say that the parts are almost interchangeable, but the way that a team plays, it can have almost instant success?
I don't think that there's a system that wins. Because that comes in and out of style, traps, wing locks, 1-3-1s. It gets hot for a while, and it's all based on your goaltender usually. But it's I would look at it this way: there are basics in the game of hockey. The game demands certain things, and you got to get pucks out. You got to make maybe that decision making part of it. After that, the style of game changes dramatically. So I would view the game in two places: systems and style. Systems are what you do without the puck, and style of the game and play is what you do with the puck. What you do with the puck is certainly based on your personnel. If you're the systems part of it, if you're built differently, if you're a big, heavy team, maybe you're grinding a little bit more, but even that's changed. New Jersey used to grind you. They were big and strong. They had some really good skilled guys, but they were built heavy. And they just grind you, and that's how they were built. That's come out of the game quite a bit. I think there's still more of that in the West than there is in the East. But I don't think there's a magic system. The one they want when things aren't going well is the system where nobody gets hit and they always have the puck. I haven't seen that one yet.
Just to bring it closer to home, you can have a situation, though, where you lose a Trouba and a Kulikov,
right,
and defensively, with a couple new guys going in their place, you still look pretty much the same?
That's all depth. We have kind of two kinds of forwards. We've got the grouping of Adam Lowry's that we have there that are here, and they defend really well, and they can be physical, and then we have a bit of a skill. So Roslovic doesn't come in and play with Lowry. He comes in and plays with Wheeler. And that's probably true on our back end.
Well, what's the consistency of Hellebuck's game meant to this group this season?
Just about everything. When I say that, I think there's more to our game than we haven't asked Connor to be the best player on the ice every night, but nobody wins without above average goaltending. And he has been really, really solid. That would be the thing that I've noticed. I mean, the consistency of his game, the way he looks in the net, there's very little variation on that. We'd like to think that we're putting our goaltenders in a position to look the same, that they see the same kind of shots more often, and they're not going post to post and backdoor and seam, where it's real difficult to get across the net looking the same every time. So we'd like to think we've put Connor and our goaltenders in a better position to look defined and to look calm and to look the same way.
Has it gone from you being an area last year that you guys were looking for a bit of improvement on to being one of the strengths of this team?
There's two pieces to the answer. It's yes, but we needed to do some things to be better in front of them, and I think we've done that, and they've played better, so now there's more confidence there. I skated this morning, first time, so he's through a real long kind of curve on this one. We'll run a real light skating day for a number of days before we start pushing any harder.